Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, January 7th, and we are reading in the New International Version. Today in the New Testament, we pick up in chapter 3 of John's Gospel in the 22nd verse. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing at Annon near Salim, because there was plenty of water and people were constantly coming to be baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, this man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him." To this, John replied, "A man can receive only what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him.' The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him." And now from Psalm 19, for the director of music, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And now we turn to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 21. Remember, we are in a section of Isaiah where Isaiah is proclaiming prophecies against different nations. Today, we will hear a prophecy against Babylon and Edom and Arabia. An oracle concerning the desert by the sea. Like whirlwinds sweeping through the southland, an invader comes from the desert. From a land of terror, a dire vision has been shown to me. The traitor betrays, the looter takes loot. Elam attack, Media lay siege. I will bring to an end all the groaning she caused. At this my body is racked with pain. Pangs seize me, like those of a woman in labor. I am staggered by what I hear. I am bewildered by what I see. My heart falters. Fear makes me tremble. The twilight I longed for has become a horror to me. They set the tables. They spread the rugs. They eat. They drink. Get up, you officers. Oil the shields. This is what the Lord says to me. Go. Post a lookout and have him report what he sees. When he sees chariots with teams of horses, riders on donkeys, or riders on camels, let him be alert, fully alert. And the lookout shouted, "Day after day, my Lord, I stand on the watchtower. Every night I stay at my post. Look, here comes a man in a chariot with a team of horses." And he gives back the answer. Babylon has fallen. All the images of its gods lie shattered on the ground. O my people, crushed in the threshing floor, I tell you what I have heard from the Lord Almighty, from the God of Israel. An oracle concerning Dumas. Someone calls to me from Seir. Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night? The watchman replies, morning is coming, but also the night. If you would ask, then ask, and come back yet again. An oracle concerning Arabia. You caravans of Dedanites, who camp in the thickets of Arabia, bring water for the thirsty, you who live in Tamar. Bring food for the fugitives. They flee from the sword, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the heat of battle. This is what the Lord says to me. Within 1 year, as a servant bound by contract, would count it. All the pomp of Kedar will come to an end. The survivors of the bowmen, the warriors of Kedar, will be few. The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. That last verse from Psalm 19 is a really good one. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So as we pray together, we pray that our words would be acceptable in God's sight. And also today, I want us to pray specifically for one of our partners in missions, Cornerstone School. Cornerstone is a school that serves students and their families from low-income families who would otherwise be unable to access or to afford private education for their children. And so as we pray today, as we're getting back into the rhythm of school, we pray for Cornerstone. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to gather together in prayer. You are worthy of our praise. You are excellent beyond what we can imagine. Yours is the kingdom and the glory and the power. And so we come to you today, Lord, asking specifically for us that what we think on and what we say would be in line with your scriptures and with your voice, that you would make us more Christ-like. And we pray on behalf of our brothers and sisters at Cornerstone School. Bless, Lord, the administration there. Give them wisdom in the midst of a pandemic. Bless the teachers, Lord, with energy and protection from the evil one. Guard them, Lord, from sickness, we pray, and give them what they need to be a kind and loving presence for those kids. And Lord, for the children who are at Cornerstone, we pray that you would undergird them with a spiritual education as well as a private Christian education. As they learn math and English, would they also be learning the tenets of faith and your word? Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to pray together. We love you and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.